up.
No, I'm good.
Sit up. Good afternoon. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Having played with the Panthers already and the Falcons last year, have you kind of zeroed in on preparing for the Saints this week?
Yeah, you know, we're going to take a look, obviously, at New Orleans, kind of go back and break them down a little bit. Carolina, as you said, we've already played this year. Atlanta, we know from a year ago. We know the three teams. It's just a matter of, we don't want to peak too soon, obviously. We still have some work to do and some corrections that we can make this week, but we'll definitely take a look at those teams.
When Nick Foles had his best year 2013, Chip Kelly had him do a lot of one-read quick throw type of tempo stuff. Do you consider even more up-tempo to get him in a rhythm, to get him settled in quicker?
Yeah, I've gone, I've gone back and watched a lot of his tape, here, St. Louis, when he was here before, when I was here, and just wanted to go back and just see the types of plays, and as you mentioned, the quick throw was there, a little play action pass, the shotgun stuff, and those are all things that are in our system, and we might just have to dust a few more off and get that ready to go, but that's kind of what this week is for, to get some of those ideas and thoughts down on paper and execute them this week in practice.
Just to be clear, Doug, I mean, Nick is your starting quarterback going forward for this first playoff game?
Yes. Let's be clear.
Stranger things have happened. Just asking.
Doug, there are reports that Jim Schwartz and John DeFilippo could interview for jobs this week. How do you balance getting them, focused on the playoff game and still letting them, focus on trying to go through that interview process?
Well, having gone through it a couple years ago myself, I think the one thing that's going for these two gentlemen is the fact that this is a bye week for us, and we're not game planning, specifically for a game this weekend, and so it's a little bit easier from the standpoint of that. The challenge is obviously, having themselves prepared for a potential interview, and that's the challenging part, but at the same time, they have to balance the job that they have here and making sure that we're ready for practice tomorrow and the next day. And that's first and foremost, they put the Eagles first anyway, and they're going to continue to do that while they're here. So it's a little bit of a fine line, but having an off week helps.
Doug, how about tempo specifically with Nick? Is that something that you feel like he thrives in?
Yeah, I think he does. I think any quarterback does. I mean, Carson obviously has thrived in it when we go up tempo. Something we'll look at and spend some time this week, putting our guys in that position.
When Carson went down, you made sure that you didn't want to change the offense too much because that's what you guys do. But now with Nick, you've had a couple weeks with him and you're going to have him in the playoffs. Is it more important now to kind of tailor it to fit his strengths?
Yeah, I mean, we've got some good work, obviously, the last couple of weeks with Nick, and we'll go back and evaluate all of that. We have to get better in the run game. That helps any quarterback, obviously, so we got to get better there. And then just taking a look at what his strengths are, strengths and weaknesses, and make sure that we're, everything at this time of the year now becomes magnified even more now that you're going into the postseason. So, we got to make sure that we're doing our due diligence as a staff to put our guys in successful position.
Are you expecting everyone to be at practice tomorrow in terms of injuries?
They'll be there. We got a couple guys that are still nursing some injuries, yeah.
Some of the players after the game talk about they're actually looking forward to getting back in the pads, this week. What's your plan there? Are you going to maximize that once this week, once next week?
It's a fine line, but at the same time, this is something that the players want. It's not a punishment thing. It's not coming directly from me. It's what the players want. And I listen to my guys, and I think they understand that there's a sense of physicality that we have to get back to. I'm not saying that we're not there because obviously football is a physical game, but I think there's a sense over the course of a few weeks when you've been in shells, pad level begins to rise, intensity sometimes can be minimized, and so you get back into pads, sort of refocuses the guys just a little bit, and that's totally, it's not like we're gonna tackle, and it's not a training camp type practice, but the fact of just having them on, banging around on one another, still protecting each other, I think is can be a nice asset for us going into our first game.
In your experience, is that different than what teams and teams you've been on teams you've heard about normally do at this time of the year?
Everybody's different. Everybody's different. You know, some people give the entire week off. Others do meetings. Some people just do walkthrough. Some people do shells. So everybody's a little bit different. I go back to my days, you know, even when I played in Green Bay. There were times when you know, coaches put us in pads for a day or for a practice during a bye, just to kind of get everybody back on the same page. And so it's a little different for everybody, but this is the decision that I've made, and we'll stick with that.
What have you seen from the way Garrett Blunt has kind of, you know, adapted to his new role, especially like the last few weeks where it seems like Jay's been getting like the bulk of the carries and everything?
Except for the last game.
Right.
No, LeGarrette has embraced his role. He's been a pleasant surprise, particularly with the younger guys. He understands his role. He's going to be a big part of the success, and has been a big part of the success, you know, this year already. He's been to the pinnacle. He's been there. He understands it, what it takes. And those are the things that I'm going to lean on him, with our team, with the guys that haven't been there, how to practice, how to prepare, and so he's really done a nice job in his role.
If I could follow up on Moshe's question about Nick, you've seen Nate play now for three quarters. If Nate doesn't play any better, is there a point where you would consider making a change in a playoff game?
If Nate doesn't play any better, Nate probably won't.
Oh,
Nick.
Did I say
Nate?
If Nick doesn't play any better, say for a half, three quarters, I mean, is that something you would consider?
It's hard to say right now until I'm in that situation. Quite honestly, it's a one game season, and you know, it's hard to be in desperation mode, but if you're in that mode, you know, who knows? I do know this. It's not about one guy. You know, one guy. It's about, 11 on offense, defense, and special teams. So a lot of contributing factors go into winning a game.
Did you in the last 24 hours even consider it? I mean, just think about quarterback change or Nate or anything like that?
No, I was thinking about New Year's and having a good time with my family.
Have you looked back at the playoff game?
Just speak up.
That Nick had against the Saints four years ago.
Have I looked at the game?
Yeah.
I did. I looked at it again this morning.
You looked at it again this morning.
Uh-huh. What did
you
see? I saw a team that got down early in that game in the third quarter. I think it was 20-7 at one point. And Nick brought him back. Actually, he hit Zach Ertz for the go-ahead touchdown at 24-23, I believe. And then, of course, I was watching the offense. So I'm assuming Drew went down and did his deal at the end. But I saw a guy that stood in there, took some shots in that game, delivered some great throws in that game, and led the team back to the you know, at least the go ahead touchdown late in the game, and that's the type of quarterback that we have.
After the game Sunday, you said that defense in the ground game is the formula in the playoffs, and you want to get back to that. Why do you think you got away from that?
Yeah, and I don't know if I should probably clarify even getting away from it. I don't think we ever got away from it. I just think our execution in the run game has been poor. And so we just got to get back to fine-tuning and showing our guys every look, potentially, front-wise, and making sure that we've, as coaches, have everything covered. And then it's just a conscious effort to stay dedicated to the run game.
Is that how you want to try to win games?
Well, I think that's a formula. I think especially, you know, now outside, you know, January type games, weather can be bad. I think you have to be able to do that, you know, and keep yourself on the field and keep your defense, you know, rested and then, but somewhere in there, you're going to have to make a play in the passing game too, you know, whether it be on a third down or maybe a first down shot or something like that. So, not ruling out the passing game, obviously. But that run game, we got to get back to the way we did it a couple weeks ago.
You mentioned that leaning on the guy even more, it's your workhorse in the playoffs.
I think that's a possibility. what he's shown us, you know, down the stretch here, and giving him rest last week, and we'll see where he's at this week health wise. You know, I think he's one of the guys that we can rely on. I don't want to get away from the things that got us to this point too. You know, that's the other thing, is you don't want to just abandon ship on everybody else. But I do think that there could be a little more role for him down the stretch.
You mentioned the three potential opponents a little bit earlier. From a preparation standpoint as a staff, is this week more like a bye week in the regular season, self-scout, that type of thing? You talked about execution in the running game.
Yeah, a little bit of that. And these next couple of days are kind of geared that way. You know, I'm really going to focus on situational ball, third downs, red zone, things of that nature. But at the same time, we can evaluate and look at what we've done now the second half of our season, you know, since the bye. But also as a coaching staff, we can begin, you know, initial preparation on those potential, you know, three opponents.
Now, I think teams are going to load up against your running game, given that Nick hasn't shown he can drive it down the field very well.
Well, it's funny you say that, because if we catch a third down ball, we're in the end zone the other night. And that drive was moving along pretty well. You know, so I think teams, if we can get back to the running style that we had a few weeks ago, I do think. But the way we use our tight ends, you can block eight-man fronts. The way we use our RPOs, you can block eight-man fronts. And those are the things that, you know, we're going to take a look at this week and make sure we're dialed in on all that.
Who are the guys that you don't think will be full go on
Wednesday?
Yeah.
Who?
BG.
Yeah, BG. BG. No, BG, Big V, and Jay. Ajayi are the three. What's he dealing with?
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, it's just he's you know, as you know, his history, he's had the knee, you know, and just rest on that knee is all.
When opposing teams are interviewing your assistants, do you worry at all that they kind of use it as an opportunity to, you know, do some reconnaissance on what you guys are doing schematically? Or,
I hope not, because that's not what the interview is all about. It's about how to run an organization. So if it's about X's and O's, then they're asking the wrong questions.
Do you see Nick making this his team now?
I do. And he has to. I mean, bottom line, he has to. You know, I mean, he's the guy now. And but it's not, again, it goes back to what I mentioned earlier. He doesn't have to feel the weight of the entire team. This is a team sport. And, you know, we got to play great defense, obviously, and special teams have got to own up to their jobs. And then offensively, we just have to be better all around. So I want Nick to embrace it. He has embraced it. But at the same time, the guys around him also need to own their jobs and their responsibilities going forward.
How many days of pad work are you going to do between now and the playoff game?
One this week and considering one more next week.
Players Council that came to you with?
Yeah, yeah.
What did they say to you?
We want to go in pads. Just like that.
Did they explain why?
No. They just came to me and you know, kind of asked if we could get back into pads, and I didn't ask questions. I said, sure.
So your intent was to give them as much rest as possible in later practices, mm-hmm. But you were also trying in the past game to get some rhythm for your first team offense, and Nick, were those two forces at odds a little bit there, and do you think you got a struggling offense because practice wasn't the same?
Are you referring to this week or next week?
Or Dallas in the first quarter and not having, you know, padded practice or intense practices.
Oh, you're talking about the walkthroughs and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, you could always point the finger at something. You know, we also rested a bunch of guys. So you know, you can look at that. Whatever it might, you know, we're also getting young guys ready to play during the week, you know. So there's a lot of things you can point the finger at. This week, now, going forward this week, it's all about, you know, the starters and getting them prepared. We will still sprinkle in some of the young guys getting some time, but, you know, the concern now is going forward.
Is Sidney Jones someone you plan on?
I was just going to say, in general, in practice, in the postseason, how do you deal with your second string, your backup quarterback's reps?
None. It's all about the starter.
Is Sidney
Jones having, like, a role?
See? Don't know yet. You know, it's obviously it gives us depth. You know, now that he's activated and he's up, but we got to see how he gets through this week and then see, you know, the defensive game plan and the opponent we're playing and all that. Again, it'll be probably most of those will be game time decisions of the seven that are going to be deactivated.
You have a lot of young players who've never been in a situation like this. What's your consistent message to them leading up?
Well, the consistent message is just we – each person has to own this time. We're only given these next 2 weeks. This is all we know. And they need to commit for 2 weeks. They need to eliminate every distraction possible and focus on their job and making sure that they have all the questions asked and answered leading up to that first game on Saturday, and just understanding that the intensity does increase in these games. And you know, as I said earlier, they have to understand that every positive play is magnified and every negative play is magnified. And that's something that, you know, I'll also lean on some of the veteran guys that have been in the postseason to sort of, you know, convey that message as well.
What have you done to gauge Nick's level of confidence here over the past 2 weeks? And where is that right now?
You know, just finding and doing things that he's comfortable with. Helps in the confidence. You know, again, the run game, we get the run game back on track. That's going to help his confidence. And then just getting the ball out of his hand where he's not having to hold it a lot on first and second down. We know that on third down. I mean, that's been kind of our Achilles heel these last 2 weeks is third down. You know, we've been in some third and long situations, which we got to do better on first and second down. So we just got to get back to the sort of those basics, those fundamental things that got us to where we are now and fix that this week and he'll maintain and continue to have the confidence with the guys around him.
Okay, thanks guys.
Okay, thanks.